The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, The Wondrous Little Shoe. A mother's heart longs to find her child's little shoe that's lost and alone outside in the dark. How could such a small thing be so important?
On the cover, a child's pink shoe sits in bright green grass surrounded by purple and orange flowers. A little girl, Katie, holds a fistful of yellow flowers. Katie's hair is light brown and gathered in two tiny ponytails on the top of her head. She wears a pink top and blue pants with a white flower petal design. She has on one pink shoe, and the other foot has only a white sock.
A long time ago, on a hot summer day, a pink shoe fell off Katie's foot while she played. Nobody could find it, though looking for hours. Her favorite shoe, lost, alone in the flowers.
Katie's pink shoe sits in bright green grass surrounded by purple and orange flowers.
Mama prayed all night till Katie's loved shoe was found. By her dad, in a hole. By a tree, in the ground.
Nighttime. Soft beams of light fall on the pink shoe at the roots of a tree. A man's hand holds a flashlight from which the beams shine on the shoe. His shoes are brown with long laces.
Her mama was joyful, so happy she cried.
Daytime. Tall wild grasses and yellow and white flowers are bright against a stand of dark green evergreen trees.
Her joy reached out into the vast countryside.
The words joy, joy flow from a little house, out over the green grass, and a lake and hills in the distance.
Katie grew up, found love, had a baby called Colin, who toddled about in brown shoes she had bought him.
Colin's mother and father hold him in between them and pose for a picture. His father has a big beard and wears a green knit cap. His mother has long auburn hair and wears a green sweater. Colin smiles and waves. He wears a brown sweater, blue jeans, and little brown shoes with laces.
One day, Daddy noticed one brown shoe was gone from his wee Colin's foot. But lost where? For how long?
Daddy holds Colin to his chest. His legs dangle, with one foot wearing a little brown shoe and the other bare. Colin's mama sits at a table with his grandma. With her glasses perched on her nose, she looks at the other little brown shoe.
Katie told him the story of finding her shoe, and Grandma said to them, "I know what to do. The other shoe's here, so I'll take it and go, and I'll search and I'll pray. Like Dad looked long ago."
A blacktop road winds through green fields, past red barns and log cabins. The leaves on the trees are green, yellow, and orange.
Grandma walked, and she drove, and she searched more and more.
Grandma holds a pair of binoculars as she drives a little red car. Her scarf whips in the wind outside her window.
Grandma climbed neighbors' stairs, and she knocked on their doors.
A woman stands inside her screen door as Grandma shows her the shoe.
She asked lots of people, kept looking for clues.
She holds out the shoe for a man raking leaves to see. She shows it to a woman with her children by a swing set.
Perhaps they remembered, a little brown shoe.
She holds out the brown shoe.
She went to the doctor's and held up his shoe to see if the lady had seen it come through.
In front of the door to the doctor's office, she holds up the shoe for the secretary to see. The secretary works at a tall desk with a computer.
The lady said, "Yes, ma'am, I saw that shoe when a patient here found it and handed it in."
The secretary points at a chest of drawers.
she led Grandma right to their lost and found toys.
Inside the drawer is the little brown shoe.
Seeing Colin's shoe with them, Grandma cried tears of joy.
The secretary puts her hand on Grandma's back as she wipes at tears on her face.
So happy and grateful, she thanked Papa God. He'd led her, was with her, when searching was hard.
Surrounded by leaves and plants, Grandma wears a green sweater with the word joy on it. She holds her hands open and looks up at the sky. A decoration of leaves and plants. Orange swirls. A starry night sky.
Like Katie's shoe, safe in a hole in the ground, Colin's shoe was kept safe till it could be found. A mother and son learned for sure on that day what is precious and lost is kept safe, tucked away, all day by the father and all the night through, like the wondrous story of the dear little shoe.
Little Katie wears her pink shoes. Colin wears both of his brown shoes.
You will be found.
This has been The Wondrous Story of the Little Shoe, written by Christine O'Reilly, narrated by Caitlin Walsh, audio description narrated by Chris Snyder, and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Corinne K. Avery. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard.